Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Decreasing cloudiness late tonight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Lows in the upper 60s. Full forecast details are coming up. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin visited downtown Racine Sunday morning, the first stop in what her campaign is calling an In Your Corner tour of the state. At downtown's Legacy Restaurant, Baldwin met with minority business owners and community activists to learn what challenges they are facing. Baldwin, in an interview with WRJN News, said she plans to visit 24 communities in 17 more counties around the state this week, noting she wants to hear issues beyond what is being covered by the national news media.
Especially the cable news these days, you'll hear about, a lot of drama and chaos, especially in these times. And it often is to the distraction of issues that really matter. And so among the many things that we're going to be focusing on and listening to are, how do we tackle our crumbling infrastructure? How do we support small business owners?
Baldwin plans to meet with a different group at each stop to talk about issues specific to that area. Normally, Congress recesses for the entire month of August. However, this year, lawmakers have only this week to meet with constituents at home before returning to the Capitol. Baldwin also stopped at the Kenosha County Democratic Party's annual picnic in Washington Park. Two highly anticipated Gateway Technical College programs are now open to new student enrollment for those seeking the skills for advanced manufacturing and Industry 4.0. Gateway has begun enrolling students in the two new associate degree programs in advanced manufacturing and supply chain management. The programs are designed to address the needs of Foxconn and other advanced manufacturing companies moving to Southeast Wisconsin. More information is available online at gtc.edu. A nonprofit that was born over 10 years ago at Gateway Technical College and continues to thrive is making even greater strides. The National Coalition of Certification Centers links 2- and 4-year schools, industry partners in the transportation, aviation, and energy sectors, and standardized training for specific skill sets. Roger Todaevsky is executive director of what's simply known as NC3 and tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio that with some 200,000 participants, the end result is some clarity and efficiency in the hiring process, which also benefits students.
One of the great things, just to touch on those numbers, but what it really means is for our young people, especially for inner city and the students that are working through and may not have all the resources and the benefits, at the end of the day, these certifications are provided by industry partners with no cost to these students.
Gateway's campuses recently hosted certificate teachers from around the country to train additional instructors. The genesis for what eventually became the Coalition of Certification Centers was a partnership some 11 years ago between Gateway and Snap-on Tools. To this day, Snap-on remains an active partner in the process. The Racine Common Council will be meeting tonight instead of tomorrow because of National Night Out activities. First at 6 o'clock is a closed-door committee of the whole to discuss ongoing talks with Mount Pleasant about what's listed as water deficiencies, but is plainly residential equivalent connection or rec fees for water hookup. Nothing is to be reported out from that meeting afterward. The regular 7 p.m. business meeting of the Common Council includes a communication from Alderman John Tate II and Alderman Henry Perez requesting the Committee of the Whole approve a resolution supporting Ricardo Fierro and requesting a stay of his deportation. Fierro was picked up by ICE agents last month and is being held in a Dodge County facility. A member of the Kenosha City Council wants to subname a portion of 3rd Avenue from 75th to 77th Streets as Terry W. Rose Boulevard in honor of the longtime county board supervisor and well-known private practice attorney. The proposed resolution from Alderman Mitch Peterson notes that Rose has been on the county board since 1986. If approved by the full council, Terry W. Rose Boulevard signs would be created and put in place for 3 years. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.